This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have a pretty big adjustment here with the Buffalo Catholic Schools, even just in general for Western New York, where we have 30 schools that are going to be condensing down into one administrative system, if I'm not wording this correctly here. But how would this play out?
Yeah, I can help you to explain it a little bit better. So the purpose of this plan is really to preserve and celebrate each school's unique identity and traditions, while creating the leadership and the infrastructure and the systems for them to grow in the future. So we're not really consolidating schools. There still will be schools across our diocese. Hopefully someday there'll even be more schools across our diocese, but they'll have a much stronger back end or backbone to give them the tools and the resources that they need to thrive for the long term.
Now, there's been some concerns from some parents who are from these schools who are saying their fear is that tuition is going to go up, or it's going to, I guess, bring down the value of other schools. Is that true?
No. The tuition, first of all, I think you have to recognize that education is one of the most important ministries of our church. So tuition, even though we charge tuition for our schools, it purely is to cover some of our costs. The rest of those costs are covered by fundraising and donations and those types of things. So tuition levels for next year have already been set for each school following the same processes that they've used every year in the recent past. And since tuition varies from school to school, parents should really speak with the local school for that information. And then they can also learn about scholarships that are available to them as well, as part of the different processes that we have in place as a diocese.
So even just more broadly, is there any direct way that this could be impacting either parents or students?
Well, certainly many positive ways. One of the things that we have in our plan are things to improve our academic programs, really improving the curriculum that we have in place in our schools, certainly offering more opportunities for student enrichment experiences. Your listeners might not be aware that even our kindergartners can participate in athletics programs and arts programs and all kinds of things. So we want to provide more of those opportunities for our students. Certainly strengthening our Catholic identity. Certainly everyone is welcome to our schools, but we want them to know that it's whatever parents look for in an education, whatever they value, they can find it here. And what's in the plan is putting more resources in place to give those things to our students and our families. So they will see changes, hopefully lots of positive changes, without compromising the traditions or the things that they've done in the past, but being able to do more for their students as well as their families.
So what would be the time frame for all this? Would this start happening the following school year?
Well, some of the things in the plan are really just the normal course of business that we undertake all the time. For example, we're about midway through of pursuing our Middle States accreditation. That's been going on for a year and a half now. That will continue to go on. So some of the things are already underway, and they would be underway whether we had a strategic plan or not. Some of the changes that we're putting in place in order to provide more resources and support for the school, those are things that we're working on through this calendar year, so that next year, the next school year, our principals and our pastors, as well as students and their families, will have more support that they need, so that especially our principals and our teachers can really focus on being the educational leaders that they really want to be. All right. The plan is designed, though, to go through 2028, the end of 2028. So it's not like we're doing everything overnight. Some of these things are going to take years to put in place, but we definitely want to hit the ground running.
And you've kind of already touched up on this through previous questions, but why is this so important now for the diocese to just get the ball rolling on this?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So our schools, it's no secret, over the last really couple of decades, we've been declining in enrollment. We've had to close schools. We've had to, make changes just as any other organization would do in difficult times. And we want to make sure that that downward trajectory doesn't continue. We're turning that around so that our schools can grow and thrive for the future. Some of the things that we're putting in place, other dioceses across the country and really around the world have done 5, 10, even 15 years ago. Their schools are bigger and stronger than when they started this initiative. So we're just trying to follow in those footsteps to put in place the mechanisms that will ensure that Catholic education is here for all time.
All right. And then just one final question. Is there anything that maybe I didn't ask or maybe that you think would be important to add to this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. And I know during any times of change, people respond differently. Some of our parents and educators and are super excited about what's to come. Others are more nervous, and especially if they feel like things aren't clear or aren't certain, I appreciate that that can make people feel a little bit uncomfortable. So if anyone has any questions at all, the best way to kind of get in touch with people is to work with their principal at the school that's closest to them. So if it's an existing parent, just talk to their principal. If it's someone considering a Catholic education for their students and they just want to know more about our future plans, get in touch with that local principal, next week. Well, next week's a holiday week, but maybe the week after, so that they can feel more comfortable with where we're headed and really even more excited about where we're heading for the future.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.